for DJW Mobile.
Good morning, Dave. Let me turn my radio down here. How's your day going? I suppose you're going out to fly.
Getting an early start today. Got a late start yesterday. trying to beat the heat. I don't think there's any way to beat it, but going out to fly. I'll probably be returning in not too long a time after I'm drenching wet with sweat. How are you doing?
I'm good. Following a stud horse here, Mustang, with loud pipes. I don't think it's Dave, though. I know his is blue. We're doing fine, Dave. Well, I'm showing 86 degrees. We're down here by the Taylor's Fire Department. We went looking for some canning jar lids down at Wally World. And, of course, it's the outhouse anymore. And they didn't have anything. So we're going to try Food Lion. I need to run into Home Depot and check on an item there. Other than that, not too much outdoor activity today.
Playing those canning jar lids. I used to have one that I used for peeling boiled eggs. Put them in a quart jar, a couple of them in there, the jar 3/4 full, put that lid on it, shake it real hard, take them out, just squeeze them right out of the eggshells. But I evidently put that quart jar lid where I knew I could find it next time, which is a really good hiding place because I can't find it anymore. So I use a peanut container that Amy has that has a latch on it that'll latch shut. You gotta have something that'll hold the water in there and won't move, no chance of it coming out. But anyway, if you find them, let me know where you find them. I'm interested in getting at least one more. Probably lose it too, anyway. I just passed Cunningham, Lake Cunningham, coming up to Judd Factory Road to head out to Jordan Road to go flying out at Foothills instead of Campobello today.
Well, we was up there yesterday, the day before. We went up to KO4NUE Chad's. He sure done a good job on the net the other night. And he had been over and had a piece of Bernice's peach pie and a big glass of milk a few weeks ago. And he says, I got to have one of them pies. So Bernice made him one, and we wanted to get out for a little ride, so we took it up there to him. He was going up to the Tryon repeater, but his wife was there, and it's really pretty out that way. But well, he lives out in the boondocks up there on, what is it, Mount Lebanon Church Road.
I go right past there, up there at Little Chicago, or right before you get to Little Chicago. I go, when I'm going to Campobello Airfield, I go right by there. I know approximately where he lives. I've never been to his house, but I know what you're talking about. It is really nice up there. It's a really nice flying field, too. And so is Foothills. It's about halfway between my house and Campobello, so it's a lot quicker to get to Foothills for me. And Campobello's getting popular. It's getting kind of crowded out there. So Foothills, I like to fly. When I'm out at the airfield, I'm flying as much as I can. And when it gets crowded, you kind of just have to sit around and talk. And I'm okay with doing that, but not too much. I'd rather be in the air.
Well, especially not since the heat's on right now. Sound like there'll be a little relief later this week. I might add that something I didn't realize, Dave, you know, they're wanting to go all electric cars and all electric everything. And, of course, your little airplanes are. And we just give up $1 trillion worth of lithium to the Taliban when we backed out of Afghanistan. We had discovered it for the country of Afghanistan while we were over there. And to my knowledge, it's the largest deposit of lithium in the world.
That's good. If they could just not be so divided into tribes, if they could just get united. Real opportunity for them there, but after 2 decades and $2 trillion, they're still not united. I don't know if there's a lot of hope for them or not.
No, and without going into politics, it was planned to get out of there. It was just executed wrong. But no, and we're not the kind of country that goes in and makes it an empire after we take it over. We eventually get out. Unfortunately, Vietnam and Afghanistan were just the same. And it's really sad. But anyways, I was just wanting to comment on the lithium supply. I didn't realize that they had that much over there. And it's a fact. Well, Dave, we're down here near Food Lion now, so I better let you go. You have a lot of fun up there and enjoy it. And by the way, Chad's just 5.8 miles from us, so that's nice. And he's a great guy. See you later, W4DJW in 0TR.
My time in because I'm about to turn into the airfield. So you and Bernice have a wonderful day. Good talking to you. I'll catch you on the way back if you're back at home and on the air. NZOTR W4DJW clear.